The Secret to Winning in Spiritual Collision. Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16-26. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. On earth even now, politics, economy, culture and religion are colliding constantly. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine has not stopped for 2 years, and the conflict with Israel due to attacks by Hamas is causing numerous casualties. This completely starts from a religious war. On earth, conflicts between countries, political conflicts, military conflicts, ideological conflicts, interreligious conflicts, territorial conflicts, and cultural conflicts are taking place endlessly. There are conflicts in the world constantly, not only in the visible world but also in the invisible world. This is called as a spiritual collision. Collision means conflict. The book written by an American political scientist Samuel Huntington called as The Clash of Civilizations is well known. First of all, the collision between civilizations in the world is said to be the greatest threat to world peace. Secondly, while the Cold War was about a clash of political ideologies, now what we have is a clash of civilizations. Thirdly, it has been said that the international order that is based on civilization is the only a means of defense against conflict. However, what is more frightening than this clash of civilizations is the spiritual collision. Inside human beings, the physical and the spiritual things constantly clash, and the will of men and the will of God clash. Apostle Paul said in Romans, chapter 8, verses 6-7, the mind of the flesh and the mind of the spirit collide against each other. In Romans, chapter 7, verses 22-23 tell us that the laws of our inner self and our outer man are in conflict. We should know that even now, things that are physical and spiritual, good and evil, are constantly having a collision. How can we resolve this spiritual collision? In today's passage, it tells us that there are two paths in life. First of all, there is a way that follows the Holy Spirit. Secondly, there is a way that follows the desires of the flesh. There is a constant collision between the desires of the Holy Spirit and the flesh. This collision is an internal collision. This is called as a spiritual conflict. Verse 17 says, "For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want." Paul is talking to the Galatian believers about how they can overcome the collision of the flesh. Let us look at verses 16-18. Paul told us to follow the Holy Spirit. Let us read verse 16. It says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Pay special attention to the word that tells us to follow the Holy Spirit, and pay special attention to the word that tells us that, "But if you are led by the Spirit," in verse 18. It talks about the Holy Spirit as the subject. A life of faith cannot be achieved by our own strength or will. Even effort has its limits. Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6 says that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Spirit is the Hebrew word ruach, which means the Spirit of God. It means the Holy Spirit. The life of a believer must seek the help of the Holy Spirit every day. When we rely on the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly, we can overcome physical collision. Spurgeon also said, "It is a disgrace for a pastor to do ministry without the help of the Holy Spirit." Do you consider it a mission or labor while doing ministry? If you do it unwillingly, it becomes work, and if you do it because you enjoy it, it becomes a mission. Have a look at the people of faith in the Bible. Firstly, when they did the work of the Lord, they did not do it in a difficult way. They did it in joy and with fun. Secondly, it was not that they had no issue at all, but even though there were issues, they had a victory. Thirdly, it was because they did not do the work with their own strength, but they received the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when you do the work of God, we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. In the second half of the year, let us ask the Holy Spirit for guidance and for His help. It is about walking with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would give us the power to overcome the desires of the flesh. This is a victory from the spiritual collision. So, Paul said, "Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Then, what are the desires of the flesh? Let us read verses 19 to 21 together. It says, "The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. It has been said, it is the corrupt and evil heart of the fallen men, or it is an instinctive desire for something which is forbidden. Desires of the heart collide with the Holy Spirit continuously. If we look at the 15 things which are the desires of the flesh, these cause life to be ill, these destroy the soul and these go against the truth. An important thing is, desires of the flesh like these were not a sermon to the Gentiles, but these were the advice to the believers in the Galatian church. It pointed out that even though we live as Christians, we are obsessed with the desires of the flesh. It has been said that these things do not allow us to inherit the kingdom of God. There are characteristics in the desires of the flesh. These block the fellowship with God. When fellowship with God is blocked, there is no peace and no rest. We do not get to have the wisdom given by God and we cannot be guided by the Holy Spirit. It also becomes the pathway for Satan to destroy faith. If you closely look at the desire of the flesh, we would be able to know that each one of these is a channel for the spirit of darkness to enter. It causes our spirit and soul as well as life to be corrupt. These are the elements that destroy spiritual life. It has been said that these desires of the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. How should believers live? Paul said to us, "Walk by the Holy Spirit." Only when we live according to the Holy Spirit, we would gain the strength to overcome the physical desires and the spiritual collision. The Holy Spirit surely produces good fruit. Let us read verses 22 to 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law." When it comes to faith, fruit needs to be good. Life after salvation and life after receiving grace is to live by bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Even when the tree is good, if the fruit is not good, we cannot rate that this tree is a good tree. Jesus also said that by looking at the fruit, we would know the quality of the tree. Good trees bear good fruit. The Holy Spirit allows human beings to bear good fruit in their lives. We would know the life of the person who received grace by looking at the fruit. The 9 fruit through the Holy Spirit are the character of Jesus. It is love. The Holy Spirit gives a heart to love which was once unable to love. It is joy. In other words, it is gladness. A person that used to be worried enjoys joy through the Holy Spirit. It is peace. We get to enjoy peace with God and with other people through the Holy Spirit. It is about perseverance. The Holy Spirit gives us the heart to endure and wait in unbearable circumstances. It is mercy. The Holy Spirit gives a compassionate heart to self-centered and selfish people. It is goodness. The Holy Spirit gives us a good and kind heart. It is loyalty. The Holy Spirit changes you into a faithful person and a trustworthy person. It is meekness. The Holy Spirit gives us a heart that obeys the Word of God. It is self-control. It is the mind that controls the desires of the flesh. It is the mind that controls oneself when despair comes and anger arises. It is the fruit given by the Holy Spirit. How many of these fruit of the Holy Spirit are you bearing? Life after receiving grace is rich with these fruit of the Holy Spirit. Seek the help of the Holy Spirit so that you would bear good fruit. Let us pray so that we would live according to the Holy Spirit. I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would bear good fruit of the Holy Spirit bountifully. People of Jesus Christ have a different way of living. Let us look at verses 24 to 26. These are the people that have nailed their lust and greed on the cross. Let us read verse 24. It says, "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires." When we nail the lust and greed on the cross, we die in Jesus' lives. From this point onwards, our thoughts change. The purpose of living life changes. A few days ago, I was talking to one of the elders and I was touched by what he said. He confessed that so far, he thought that blessings are being able to earn money, his children being successful and gaining fame and so on, he thought about these things only. But I was so touched by him confessing that he realized that it is such a huge blessing to be able to live for the Lord and martyred while serving the Lord. These are the people of Jesus Christ. Paul said that these people are the people that have nailed their lust and greed on the cross. Also, people of Jesus Christ are the people that live according to the Holy Spirit. Let us read verse 25. It says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." The word that says, living by the Spirit means not living according to our own emotions and mood but by the touch of the Holy Spirit. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would not calculate things by your own head, but live by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Also, people of Jesus Christ are the people that do not ask for the vain glory. Let us read verse 26. It says, "Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." Vainglory is things that are vain and unprofitable. People of Jesus Christ do not live obsessed with these things. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, collision does not take place on the earth only. Everyone has a spiritual collision inside them. Collision causes internal conflict. The secret to overcoming spiritual conflict is to live according to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help us. He would give us the power to overcome spiritual collision. The Holy Spirit would correct the evil nature of the flesh, and would guide us to bear good fruit. Let us walk with the Holy Spirit. Let us rely on the Holy Spirit. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would have a victory in spiritual collision through the Holy Spirit.